When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow. Let's dive into our political panel. We have Joe Concha, Fox News contributor and the author of Come On, Man, The Truth About Biden's No Good, Horrible, Very Bad Presidency. And we welcome back Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union and the chair of CPAC. And Matt's latest book, The Desecrators: Defeating the Cancel Culture Mob and Reclaiming One Nation Under God. Okay, gentlemen, thank you. So Matt Schlapp, here's the boss, Trump, tied up in this courtroom in New York City. So he can't go out and campaign, but he does anyway. He goes to Bodega in Harlem and probably gets more press than Joe Biden got. Just in the two hours he was up there, or the 1 hour, than Biden got in the entire week. But this is a scam. He has a gag order. He can't exercise free speech, can't go to his kid's graduation, and he can't go out and campaign. Now, Matt, you don't think that Joe Biden has anything to do with this, do you? You don't think this is a weaponized legal system, do you? This just happens to be, coincidentally, a couple months before probably the most important election in 200 years, right?
Leave it to Larry Kudlow to get right to the heart of the matter. And leave it to the Republican Party to be kind of wandering to figure out, like, where the real scandal is here. I applaud them for the impeachment of Mayorkas and trying to have Hunter Biden seek justice. But there's a bigger problem here, which is, for all of us who have worked in a White House, we know that the White House counsel's office is a very powerful job. And the White House counsel has many things to do. And the number one thing the White House counsel does is admonish White House staff and presidents when it looks like they're using official resources to attack their opponents. And this guy, Ed Siskel, who's the White House counsel, I bet neither one of you know his name.
What's his name?
No one ever.
Who is he?
Ed Siskel. No one knows
Siskel?
Anything about him.
Siskel?
Ed Siskel.
I never heard of him.
And he's the White House counsel, and now there are reports of meetings between his office and Fani Willis and his office and Letitia James, and DOJ is obviously coordinating this effort on the records and J6. And this is the most disgusting misuse, abuse, illegal use of our federal authority to try to keep your general election opponent off the campaign trail, potentially in jail. Big questions about what will happen to his Secret Service protection if we get to this place. He's already denied Secret Service protection to RFK Jr.
That's another one.
Why don't we get to know these guys? Let's start to talk about what they're doing.
Wait. Hold on. You know what? That last point you made. Hold on. Breitbart's running a story. Yeah, Democrat Benny Thompson proposes bill to strip Donald Trump of Secret Service protection if convicted.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But Joe Concha, my pal Joe Concha, I don't, from a political standpoint, I don't think this lock him up in the trial room is working for Biden. I don't really see any evidence of that. What do you think?
Could you imagine, Larry, Matt, 10 years ago, before Trump became a politician, right? So we're talking 2014. And I told you guys, hey, I've traveled into the future, and there's going to be a guy who, a Republican, that runs for president. He wins against all odds. He runs again in 2020, loses by a hair, then decides to run for a third time. But there are four criminal cases against him and 91 felony counts. Yet he is leading the incumbent the former vice president in seven swing states that matter: North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. I could say it by heart now at this point without even looking. You would say I was crazy, right? Because how could that possibly be? So this is having a boomerang effect. I think many sane and sober people, not the rabid partisans that watch like MSNBC or CNN. I'm not talking about those people because they'll never flip. They'll never change. They're cheering this on as if it's a good thing. But I'm talking about those people in the middle that have real problems in Pennsylvania and in Wisconsin, Michigan, all those states that I just mentioned. And as far as choosing between eating and heating, and their rents are going up, and what I saw, mortgage rates are at their highest probably in 40 years or something like
They're back
past 7%, right?
You know what? The 30-year Freddie Mac benchmark rate, Joe, is coming back towards 7.5%.
Yeah.
So that's the highest probably since the mid-late 80s.
Isn't that incredible? And then we see what's going on at the border, obviously, and terrorists coming over on a daily basis. And we see all these protests on American campus and death to America. When people see that playing out on their screens and wars overseas, they look at this case and say, really? This is the priority of the District Attorney of Manhattan and of Democrats in general to try to lock up this guy? Why don't we decide who's going to be the next president at the ballot box instead of a jury that could very easily be a fixed jury, like a WWE match at this point, as far as it being fixed in advance. I think it is having that boomerang effect, and it's not my opinion. It's every poll that I see. Donald Trump is leading in those states, and if the election were held today, he would win by an even larger electoral margin than he did in 2016.
You know, Matt Schlapp, Trump will make many of these forays, I'll call them. He gets out of court at 4:30. So he'll probably pop up all over the place in Manhattan. He was in Harlem, obviously. He'll go to the Bronx. He'll go to Brooklyn. He'll go to Queens. He wants to have a big rally in Madison Square Garden later on in the campaign. I've talked to him about that. He thinks he can fill Yankee Stadium. I think he could fill Yankee Stadium. And if he did that, Matt, all these lefty socialist commies here in New York, they'll go crazy. They'll implode. They'll have mental breakdowns. We don't have enough rehabilitation centers to house all of them if Trump fills up Yankee Stadium. And then it'll be on national TV.
National TV.
Huh?
I mean, some, not all.
Yeah. I mean, this is just really, it's a horrible story, but it could be the most fun we've ever seen.
Well, the one of the things that's happening is Trump throughout 2015, 2016 actually did get a lot of national TV on MSNBC, yeah, CNN, kind of the legacy media, which we all hate, but he was this outsider, and they viewed him as breaking up the Republican Party, so they thought there was a lot of good things about Trump. And then he started leading the pack everywhere, and then they started to go after him. And what's happening again is, your guys' analysis of whether the lawfare is helping or hurting him. It's emboldened him politically, but you can never disregard the personal toll. And Donald Trump is he is a lion. He is a type A. He's never going to let them see him sweat. But the impact this has on him as a human being and on his family and on his finances is outrageous. It is stressful. I guarantee you that it is tough on that young boy of his and his wife.
But you know, Matt, when you talk to him, I'm sure you've checked in with him periodically. I do, too. You talk to him and then you look at him. And he looks and sounds great. I mean,
he thrives. You brought up Yankee Stadium. I mean, this guy's the ultimate slugger. I mean,
yeah,
he hits the World Series, yes, and he's got two strikes. He's going to get on base. But let me just say a couple quick things. You know, I looked at the polling before this interview, and you know, Donald Trump has been up steadily in the national polls, and it's important to remember that he's never been in this position where he actually leads nationwide. Right. Why is that? Well, right, Republicans have to overcome California and New York and all these places, and so they have to win in the battleground states. So Joe's right. He's up in all the battleground states, but he's not just up. Like the last Georgia polls, he lost Georgia by 10,000 votes with a lot of nefarious activity. He's up 10 percentage points,
right,
in Georgia.
Right.
He's up big in these battleground states, and overall he's up nationwide. And then if you look at the right track, wrong track, which is right down your alley, Larry, because a lot of that's economics. You know, there's one poll that has the right track as low as 19%. Mm. We haven't really seen this before, so it's really impossible to.
I'm going to talk about that in the next.
It's impossible to overstate how weak a position Biden's in.
Next segment, I want to talk about this Earth Day Alaska ANWR ban and why it flunks the test for young people. But Joe Concha, I just want to you can take us out. This past week, Biden, they sent Biden. I didn't really follow this story. We didn't have it on the show, but I guess they sent Biden to a couple of grocery stores or something.
Yeah.
But nobody showed up. There was no noise, no nothing. And of course he didn't buy anybody anything. It was completely different from when, you know, Trump, Chick-fil's, the Lord's Chicken, we're going to buy everybody lunch and the bodega thing, I mean, the contrast, Joe, is what I'm suggesting.
Yeah.
The contrast of intensity and support couldn't be bigger.
Chick-fil-A, yeah, he bought, 30 milkshakes, right? And everybody was smiling, and it was a majority were minorities, were black people, right? And that those people were told on those networks that I mentioned before should have walked out in protest and screamed obscenities at the former president. Instead, they were all smiles. Trump was all smiles. And then to go to Harlem and get the reception that he did. And, you know, those weren't like paid people that were there to
right.
chant because, you know, that was organic. So that tells you, for instance, Trump, we talk about rallies. He's doing one in Wildwood, New Jersey.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, I'll be vacationing
this
summer.
My
wife and I decided on it. Down
right?
the shore.
Down
where everything's
the shore.
All right. I, as a Jersey Shore guy, I can tell you, you will never see more boats with Trump flags than you will the Jersey Shore.
Joe,
that is a stronghold for him. And
Joe,
I just saw a poll. Let me just finish this out, Larry.
Yeah.
I just saw a poll where he is within the margin of error in New Jersey. All right? So I'm not saying he'll win it, but the fact that he's going to force Biden to use time and resources in my state, which isn't exactly red, is really telling.
Well,
I'm sorry. Go
Chris
ahead.
No,
he's going to have a heart attack.
I grew up in the summers. My granddad had a house in Deal. Now, that's north of Wildwood, but it's down the Jersey Shore. I loved
it. Near Spring Lake.
That's right. But meanwhile, Murphy, Governor Murphy, only won by a tiny amount against a guy that nobody ever heard of and didn't have any money.
Yep.
How many points?
It was two.
2 points in New Jersey. And then here, Lee Zeldin lost by 5.5 percentage points. I think the number was 5.6 percentage points.
Mm-hmm.
So Trump, you know, he's going to cause some trouble in his blue state. I got to take a break. They're screaming at me. Joe Concha, Fox News contributor, Matt Schlapp is the chair of CPAC. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
Larry Kudlow.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're talking politics with Joe Concha, Fox News contributor, and Matt Schlapp, the chair of CPAC. And Matt, by the way, how is Mercy Schlapp, please? Send her my best regards.
She's doing great. Of course, our youngest is 12, so that keeps us super busy, and she's starring in a upcoming play. So she's trying to be a stage director at home, and you've never seen someone do homework with children like you've seen with my wife. She expects A's and excellence and standing up to woke teachers. So, you know, it's always active.
When she was comms director, she was directing me.
Well, you know, that was one of our hardest jobs because it's really hard to tell Larry Kudlow he shouldn't do something.
Okay. So I want to set this up. There's Joe Biden, Earth Day, Monday. And to celebrate that, they want to abolish, eliminate, prevent any oil and gas drilling in Alaska, in Anwar. Now, Trump got that through. Biden's overturning it. He wants to overturn forever. And they think that young people will really love this, and so that Biden will bring young people home because his polls are so bad. I mean, young people are going for Trump. Now, Joe, I'll start with you. There's a very good column by our friend Byron York. He cites a biannual Harvard youth poll, 18 to 29-year-olds, and pollsters ask, is climate change more important to you than jobs? 58% no, 38% yes. Is inflation more important to you than climate change? 61% yes, 38% no. So climate change is not a big issue, and it's not a big issue among young people. It's not a big issue among anybody. If you look at other polls, it's about 12th or 14th down the line. But they are going to ban oil and gas drilling in Anwar, which is a huge reservoir of oil and natural resources, as you all know. You know, meanwhile, let Iran and Russia and Venezuela keep pumping. Joe Concha, what do you think about that? The utter stupidity of this?
I guess, you know, the difference between genius and stupidity is that genius has its limits, right? And stupidity has no limits. And just whoever's
that.
Running this White House,
I
used to think it was Ron Klain, but maybe he still is, like in the shadows. This is so stupid.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I'm looking right at that column by Byron,
yeah.
And they ask another question. Let's see. What's more important, inflation or gun violence? Inflation, 67 to 32. Like, it's all the same. Like, look, we don't like inflation. We want to have jobs where we could actually afford to buy a home, except no one can buy homes now because of the mortgage you're just talking about. So, yeah, young people are no different than old people or middle-aged people or black people or Hispanics. They feel inflation. They feel gas prices. They continue to go up, right? I mean, we're now, what, nearly 50% higher than it was when Biden took office? And to do these things where none of them can find Alaska, Anwar on a map probably, at least 10% probably can, and it's not going to have on climate change anyway. This is not going to work, just like the college loan student forgiveness, whatever you want to call it, thing isn't going to work, because what do we find out? 62% of Americans don't have a bachelor's degree. So all those people that just went right into the workforce are saying, hey, where's my handout? Or all the people that did go to college and paid back their loans are saying, hey, do I get a retroactive check? So politically, they think that this is smart. It just ain't, Larry.
I'm astonished by the stupidity of it all. I mean, because polls can differ, but they don't differ radically.
Right.
And the message you just cited from this Harvard poll is really consistent with other polls. I mean, Matchlap, you know what's going to happen here, and the Biden's going to get himself buried again, because you can see the article. Senator Dan Sullivan, who's a good guy, is in the Wall Street Journal today with an op-ed saying, okay, it's okay for Iran to produce oil. It's okay for Venezuela, Russia, because we haven't shut those down despite the war. We have not put sanctions down. But it's not okay for America to produce oil and gas. And, of course, the inflationary, and Trump will hammer him on this, too. I mean, Matt, I don't understand it. The stupidity is, I guess Joe said, it's unlimited. Stupidity is unlimited.
Well, I mean, I think there is something to be said about what's going on with polling, because polls are dead. You can find some questions are more enduring. I think the right track, wrong track is something that is useful. I think the generic congressional ballot, would you vote for a generic Republican or a generic Democrat? I think that gives you an indicator. But one of the things about global climate change has been such a fraud is that everyone feels like they have to say, oh, yes, of course, the globe is getting warmer because of human activity, because there's too many humans. It's really the bottom line there. They feel like they have to say it or you're considered a Neanderthal. It was kind of the beginning of the woke stupidity. And let me tell you, this election is about woke going broke because, you know, they've made us, you know, it started with climate change, and then it moved on to, like, every white person is racist. And then it moved on to the fact that, you know, America is intrinsically racist and basically just a function of colonialism. And what's ironic is at the same time, the Biden administration is using all of their ambassadors to push a colonialist mindset. Rahm Emanuel's in Japan, and we have CPAC in Japan in Tokyo, and he spends 100% of his time pushing LGBTQ extremism in their
in Japan? In Japan? Oh,
in
no.
Japan.
All no. Of the, Japan?
All of the Biden ambassadors have as their number one job pushing the woke agenda. And it, what's sad is it makes these countries hate America. And Americans, the vast majority of us, would be appalled to know that that's what's happening with our foreign policy. So, Larry, you shouldn't be surprised that they're pushing this ridiculousness on ending American fossil fuel, by the way, which at the same time, they are encouraging fossil fuel production in some of the worst places on this earth. Because at the end of the day, we are very close to a green energy bubble where we have encouraged so much overproduction of products that the American people and other consumers do not want. And I think it's one of the things that will make people realize this whole woke thing was antithetical to any reason. Certainly there's no genius there, Joe. And I think, you know, I'm hopeful that we're pulling back from some of this insanity.
It's all a bunch of socialism. It's all a bunch of big government socialism. Newt Gingrich is right. It's it's woke. It's socialism, and it's not working. It's bloating the budget. I mean, I don't know if anybody cares, but they basically spent several trillion dollars in 3.5 years, and they're still at it. And these companies are going to go down. They're going to go bankrupt. Fed's going to have to bail them out. You guys are great. Joe Concha, Fox News, Matt Slapp, CPAC. Thank you, gentlemen, on a wonderful Saturday morning. I'm Kudlow. We're going to take a quick break. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk to Legal Beagle Greg Jarrett about these Trump trials. Please, stick around. Much more to do.